Beatty, a lawyer, was finance minister in a government of national unity from 2009 until 2013. He's currently a member of parliament representing the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, serving in the Portfolio Committee on Finance and Economic Development. Not that there's much of that happening these days, says Beatty.
Before President Mugabe, you had a situation where it was power for the sake of power. The prime motivation of authoritarian consolidation was to retain power. Now you have got a reverse situation where the prime motive of retaining state power is actually to continue accumulation, extraction.
He says corruption flourished under Mugabe, but now, under Mnangagwa, it has reached full bloom. Beatty says the main beneficiaries are the elite of the ruling ZANU-PF party, the military, and a few private firms controlled by the regime's loyalists. ZANU-PF describes the report and Beatty's assertions as lies. But Beatty says Zimbabwe's crumbling as those in power steal the country's resources and riches.
Drive the roads of Harare, you'll be shocked. It's like you are in 1923.
Corruption, says Beatty, is the major cause of Zimbabwe's fragility.
This is not new to Zimbabwe. Look at every other country that is fragile on the African continent. You find this contradiction between huge resources on one hand and huge poverty on the other hand. So you've got an oxymoronic situation of a very poor but rich country.
The World Bank classifies almost half of the country's population as extremely poor. Beatty says health services collapsed a long time ago, causing rising maternal and infant mortality rates and deaths from diseases. He identifies several commanding heights of graft in Zimbabwe.
The first one is the RBZ, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, and the US dollar. The mismanagement of the foreign exchange regime, the bastardization of the multi-currency regime that I introduced as finance minister, and the introduction of the Zimbabwean dollar.
Beatty explains that Zimbabwe gets about $5 billion of foreign currency every year through imports. That foreign currency, he says, has been commodified.
Anyone who controls that foreign currency, which is the Reserve Bank, and those that are behind the Reserve Bank, means they've got a huge loot of $5 billion. And this has contributed to a massive looting, massive transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich. This has created serious arbitrage.
Beatty describes the RBZ as a rogue bank, responsible for some of Zimbabwe's most heinous illicit financial flows. The bank's directors deny this. Then, says Beatty, there's the fuel sector, which he brands as the Champions League of corruption in Zimbabwe.
The biggest fuel cartel is a man called Kudata Gwire and his company called Secunda. Together with a Russian mafia called Trafigura, they control the Zimbabwean pipeline.
Tagwirai, who Washington has placed under sanctions for his alleged activities, is a close business associate of Mnangagwa's. Tagwirai and Trafigura deny claims they're involved in graft. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.